Washington, Crossfire. The host for Crossfire, on the left, Tom Brady. On the right, sitting in for Pat Buchanan, Richard Allen. In the Crossfire, Rabbi Meir Kahane, founder of the Jewish Defense League.
Good evening, and welcome to Crossfire. Let me introduce you tonight to an American who is also one of the new members of the Israeli Knesset, or Parliament. Israel's Interior Minister, Joseph Berg, has called our guest a lunatic. Mayor Koch of New York has called him the Jewish Farrakhan. Israeli President Herzog has called him a racist, but Rabbi Kahane continues his campaign to expel all Arabs from Israel. Last month, he took that campaign to the nation's largest Arab village, where both Jews and Arabs threw stones at him in an effort to keep him out. Welcome, Rabbi Kahane, to the peace and quiet of Crossfire.
Thank you.
And may I say this to you, the last time we talked, you promised that you would return to Crossfire as a member of the Knesset. So I am forced to congratulate you, while at the same time I ask you now that you are a responsible member of government, why do you continue to behave in a fashion which in this country we would associate not with responsibility in government, but with, say, the Ku Klux Klan?
First of all, let me just state that your, you know, introduction was typical. I think it was just, it was really, really fair. I haven't finished yet. Okay. While Mayor Koch, who of course is one of the great, great Jews of Israel, said what he said, and Herzog said what he said, 26,907 Jews voted for me, and I can assure you that in the next election, a large number of Jews, a lot of them, will give me many, many more seats.
Well, 26,000, Mayor Kahane, we have almost that many in the Ku Klux Klan in this country.
Well, if you want to say that those people who voted for me are KKK types, that's a typical liberal kind of thinking. Liberals have a tremendous problem. Everyone who differs with them is either a racist, a fascist, and so on. Well, that's not true. It's not true. And you people have very, very deep problems. You can't debate with me issues, so therefore you defame me. And name-calling is the last refuge of non-thinkers.
Well, wait a minute. Mr. Allen is a conservative. Let me ask you
a couple of questions. I've had the pleasure of knowing most prime ministers of Israel. I've met most major figures of political parties of Israel. I've visited Israel. I've, in my years in government, dealt on a government-to-government basis with those political leaders in and out of power. You don't fit any of the molds of typical experience with Israeli democracy. And we are proud that Israel is a democracy. Are you a Democrat, really? And if you are not a Democrat with a small d, how far will you go in your drive to eliminate Arabs from all of Israel?
First of all, let me place your question within the context, and then I'll, of course, answer it. We have a very serious problem in Israel, and that is a contradiction between the concept of a Jewish state, which means, it must mean, at least a state with which will always have a majority of Jews, otherwise it isn't a Jewish state, and a Western democratic concept which implies that it doesn't matter who you are. Whoever is a majority has the right to rule. Therefore, what I have said for many, many years, and what all the Jewish leaders that you have met have studiously avoided, I have said that there is a contradiction. And therefore, I throw the question out to you, and to all the Israelis. Do the Arabs of Israel, in theory, have a right to become a majority democratically and peacefully and through babies?
Well, let me tell you what President Herzog said. He said that Israel has a system that guarantees social and political rights for all Israeli citizens, without distinction of creed, race, or sex. A democracy, he called it, based on that foundation, must prevent the obstruction and twisting of that will and its diversion into anti-democratic channels. It seems a fairly strong statement from the President of Israel.
It most certainly is, and of course it's a fraudulent one. The state of Israel was created as a Jewish state. The law of return of the state of Israel, not of Kahane, applies to Jews only. If President Herzog will get up tomorrow morning and say that the Arabs have a right to be a majority in this country, I will take my yarmulke off to him. He'll never say it.
Let me ask you this, though. Here you have a situation in which nearly 2 million Arabs, about a sixth of Israel's population, would be, by your plan, removed from Israel permanently and resettled someplace else, and you've been quoted as saying you don't care where, as long as they're out of Israel. Is that really your position? Because I think the American people will be deeply interested in a political position, a movement that advocates the forced expulsion of the sixth of the nation's population.
I think that the American people are a lot cleverer than its intellectuals and liberals. I believe that if I pose the question to the American people as follows: within the Jewish state, the only Jewish state in the entire world, the state that came into being after 2,000 years of having suffered Auschwitzes and pogroms and crusades, inquisitions, within that state there exists a people, Arabs, who state that the Jews really are thieves. And when we become a majority, we will turn it democratically and peacefully into a Palestine and do away with that Jewish state. I put it to you that a normal person will say, you have a right to defend yourself against both Arab bullets and Arab babies. I want to transfer the Arabs. I want an exchange of populations that began in 1948 when 700,000 Jews fled Arab countries. We took in the Jews. I want to give them the Arabs with full compensation, which is not what the Arabs gave to the Jews.
How far will you go? How far will you go?
If I were the Prime Minister, I would offer the following option to every single Arab. Every Arab who is ready to leave willingly will receive full compensation. Everyone who is not ready will be forced out. I would do what
would
the...
Would you eliminate them, Rabbi Kahane?
No, I would. It would not be necessary. I would
Why?
Do what...
Supposing they want to stay in their homes.
My dear fellow, the Poles and the Czechs expelled 12 million ethnic Germans after World War II. It was ratified at Potsdam by Truman and by Attlee and by Stalin. It became a part of international law.
What's the difference between your policy and that of Stalin or even Hitler?
My policy is the kind of policy that was ratified by Harry Truman. Now, if you think that he was a fascist too, go right ahead.
No, I asked you, what's the difference between your policy and that of Stalin or even Hitler?
Hitler did to people who didn't threaten him. The Arabs make no bones about the fact that they believe that the Jews are thieves, and I understand them. I understand the Arabs.
You mean the Arabs who are citizens of Israel?
That's right.
Who are represented in Israel's great democracy
and
the Knesset? You mean you would take them and get out?
You have to have real contempt for the Arabs.
I have
to
no
believe.
Contempt.
Oh yes. Oh, do you have contempt for the Arabs?
You know who I have contempt for people like you,
Mr. Braden. If you ask me questions, you'll get answers. If you don't want answers, don't ask me questions. Okay?
I ask you a question.
Then let me answer you. You have contempt for the Arabs if you believe that the Arab, in a state which is defined legally as the Jewish state, which has a law of return that applies to Jews only, if you think that he can empathize with that state, then you have contempt for him.
Let me tell you, Mr. Kahane,
I know
some
Rabbi
Arab
Kahane.
Parliamentarians. I wouldn't grace you with a religious word.
In that case, stop asking me.
I'll call questions. You by your title, Rabbi.
Good.
I know many Arabs who are in the Knesset, and I think they have great respect for the state of Israel.
Then you really are a liberal who thinks that you can buy people. You can buy a person's national pride. The Arabs of Israel cannot possibly rise to sing their national anthem, which has in it the words, the soul of a Jew yearning. If you were an Arab...
They're citizens of Israel.
My dear, because they have no choice. They have no choice. They hope, through babies, to create a different kind of a situation with a majority of Arabs. And they're doing it. And they're getting there. Now, you certainly, as a Democrat, would answer that, assuming, you know, hypothetical case, assuming that the Arabs would be a majority, then of course they would have a right to send 61 members to the Knesset, a majority, and vote to change Israel to Palestine.
Well, supposing, Rabbi, that I thought, supposing this preposterous thought, that I thought that the Jewish people in the United States were soon going to outnumber all other religions. Mm-hmm. Would you then, what would you think if I then said, well, we've got to get every Jew in the United States out. Tell them to either immigrate or we'll drive them out.
Mr. Braden, my greatest dream would be to see the Jews of this country go to Israel.
Rabbi Kahane, you yourself have said in the past that you are potentially a dangerous person.
I said that really.
At least you've been quoted.
With tongue in cheek.
You've been arrested about 20 times since you've been back in Israel, and you've served 3 months in jail, I believe,
more than that.
And you've also said that you would obey the laws of the Knesset as a member of the Knesset, as a member of the elected parliament of Israel, only if the laws of the Knesset do not conflict with some higher law. Who interprets that higher law? You?
Mr. Allen, is there a human being who would not make that same statement? If someone in Germany in 1934 would have gotten up and said, I will obey the laws
of
the Reichstag.
Use the example of the United States. It's a much better one.
Okay, fine.
Are there laws, for example, for a legislator of the United States which appear to go against a higher law?
I would venture to say that when Dr. Martin Luther King broke the laws of Alabama, that he was obeying a higher law. And he was right. And he was right, yes.
Rabbi, you came back to this country very recently, and I noticed one of the first things you said was that you urged all Jews to vote for President Reagan.
No, I didn't. I said I urged all Jews to vote against the Democrats.
How many countries are you participating in? That's Israel and the United States. You're making political speeches in both of them. I want to ask you, why should we, our country, now that you're a member of a foreign government, why should we recognize you as a citizen?
Because that's the law. Now, if you want to change it, go right ahead.
Well, that's not the law as I understand it.
Well, then you don't understand it.
I understand that the State Department is now considering whether to revoke your citizenship.
Yes, and under the law, they have to show that any action that I took was done with the intent to give up my status. Now, I immediately stated,
the Immigration and Naturalization Act, Act says that it shall be a matter of question whether anybody who takes the oath to a foreign power or who serves in the government of a foreign power may continue to be a citizen of the United States.
Mr. Gray, Mr. Romberg himself stated that there is a great question here, since they would have to check to see whether there was any intent on my part. Now, if this government moves to take it from me, I'll go to court, and if I should lose, then I lose. That's the way it is.
Okay. Richard and Allen and I are talking with Rabbi Meir Kahane, who is a newly elected member of the Israeli parliament, or Knesset, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tom Braden and I are interviewing Rabbi Meir Kahane, a newly elected member of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and a man who is known for extreme actions, if not extreme statements. Rabbi Kahane, Israel now faces a situation of 400% inflation. There appears to be a deadlock, a stalemate between the Likud and labor groups. There may be new elections. Would you really win again in a new election? Could you hold your one seat? Your party represents one seat.
I would hope that there would be an election next week. Not only will I hold a seat, but I'll gain several other seats. The people who voted for me were basically the Sephardic Jews, the young Jews, soldiers, people from the development towns. These are people who make up many hundreds.
How many people voted in Israel in the last election?
How many people voted?
Yes. Well, how many votes were there overall?
Let me see. There was an 81% of, I guess, about a little over 2 million people voted.
2 million, and you then had 26,000 plus votes.
It was 1.2%.
How do you account for this? You're a well-known figure in the United States. You're a well-known figure in Israel since you immigrated to Israel in 1971. How do you account for this? Aren't you really the representative of a really extremist fringe in Israel?
Hardly, you know, and why should I argue and say it's this, and then you say no, and so on. I think that...
I'm asking you to define it.
Yeah, I'll just tell you this, that I think that people tend to underestimate the masses. I think that we sometimes start to believe what we see on TV, or what writers write, and so on. The fact is that you meet a certain kind of an Israeli who is not going to represent the masses within a decade. The Sephardic Jews who always voted for Begin, and Begin was a myth for them, he was a father.
Yeah, but Rabbi Kahane, yeah. Look, you've got to admit, relevant to Dick Allen's question, that universally you are disapproved of. Mr. Begin disapproves of you. The Labor Party disapproves of you. I don't know whether Shamir approves of you, but I doubt it.
He does.
The President of Israel has spoken out against you. How can you possibly succeed in transporting 1,600,000 Arabs across the sea when everybody detests you?
First of all, Mr. Braden, I think that if someone were to come from Mars and were to pick up the Washington Post and the New York Times and the LA Times and listen to all this nonsense on TV, he would assume everyone hates Reagan. And yet somehow he's the president. We'll see in the next election.
You claim to have inspiration from Zev Jabotinsky, the great Israeli patriot. Do you take your inspiration from him? And if so, how do you justify what appears to be an appeal to violence that you propose to implement as a means of achieving political fame, if you will, or political results in Israel?
Let's get one thing clear. First of all, I am a religious Jew. I'm a rabbi. The inspiration that I have comes from Judaism and Torah. I'm ready to debate anyone at any time. The problem is that no one wants to, because they cannot on this issue. Secondly, I don't want violence. I don't want violence. Who wants violence? However, violence is sometimes necessary. The state of Israel came into being only because of violence. It exists today only because of violence.
Would you use violence in Umm al-Fasam as...
Of course not.
But
on the contrary,
you're saying that your followers would carry weapons.
I am amazed. Events happened. I didn't throw the stones. I didn't call the names. They were the name calling. They were the ones that threw stones.
But there were Jews among them.
My dear fellow, some of my best enemies are also Jews.
Well, tell me, I interviewed Pat Buchanan, who placed Dick Allen taking tonight, and I interviewed two of those West Bank mayors that were badly mutilated in a bombing a couple of years ago. Did you have anything to do with that?
You know that I wouldn't say that even if I did. But I want to tell you that a greater group of PLO Nazi types you have yet to meet.
Tell us about your views of Jesse Jackson. You've been very critical, not only critical, you've absolutely condemned Jesse Jackson, called him an anti-Semite. Is he that?
He's worse than that. He's a Jew hater, he's anti-Israel, and worse than that, he's anti-white, he's anti-America.
And well, what's the difference between being a Jew hater and an Arab hater?
It's the same difference between they are two different people.
Wait a minute. You said that Jesse Jackson was a Jew hater. You're an Arab hater.
Of course not. That isn't true.
You're not an Arab hater?
Of course not. I don't hate Arabs. I love Jews. I love Jews.
Are Jews better than Arabs?
My dear fellow, I'm an Orthodox Jew, a religious Jew. The Jews are the chosen people.
I don't get the difference between your accusation against Jackson
and
what should be your self-accusation.
Because Jesse Jackson wants to do away with the state of Israel.
What did he say that? When did he say that?
When Jesse Jackson supports the PLO, and he's a clever guy, and he's by far the cleverest of all the Democrats.
Rabbi, easily. You made a statement some years ago.
Mr. Braden, I can't answer Mr. Allen, and you both.
This is pertinent.
Did you make a public statement
that you would like to murder Arafat outside the UN building?
Of course not. Of course not. One of our people said that. However, I would like to murder him at any point.
Any place.
And would you do it?
I can't understand. If this year was 1942 and I got up and I said, we should murder Hitler, would you be angry? I hope not.
What's that got to do with
the... If you don't see that, then Mr. Braden, then you are in deep, deep trouble. Mr. Arafat wants to physically do away with the state of Israel. Now, that may not bother you. It bothers me.
Let me ask you this. You're in the United States reportedly to seek money and to raise funds for your cause in Israel.
Yes.
Why do you think that American Jews are closet supporters or will be even open supporters of yours, will give their hard-earned money and treasure for a cause so narrowly based as yours?
Because I know how many of them over the last 18 years have backed JDL, and you'd be amazed how many, and some wealthy Jews, many, many wealthy ones have. I think that, again, we have a support that most people don't realize.
One final question.
Sure.
You said you wanted people to vote against Mondale. You urged Jews, if they can't vote for Reagan, stay away from the polls.
Right.
Do you approve of our president's peace plan for Israel?
No, of course not.
All right. I want to thank Rabbi Meir Kahane for being our guest on Crossfire. Dick Allen and I will be back in just a minute.